ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 8 टेक्स्ट 52। श्री यक्षा ऊचु यम अनुचर मुख्या कर्मभिस्ते मनोज्ञैः ते इह दिति सुतेन प्रापिता वाहकत्वम् सतु जनप्रत्परितापं तत्कृतं जानता ते नरहर उपनीत पञ्चतां पञ्चविंश Shri Yaklesha and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. The inhabitants of Yakshaloka prayed, O controller of the 24 elements, we are considered the best servants of your lordship. Because of rendering services pleasing to you, yet we engaged as palanquin carriers by the order of Hiranyakashipu, the son of Diti. O Lord, in the form of Narasimhadev, you know how this demon gave trouble to everyone, but now you have killed him and his body is mixing with the five material elements. Purport. Supreme Lord is the controller of the 10 senses. Five material elements, five sense objects, the mind, intelligence, false ego and the soul. Therefore he is addressed as Pamsha Vimsha, 25th element. Inhabitants of the Yaksha planet are supposed to be the best of all servants, but Hiranyakashipu engaged them as palanquin carriers. The entire universe was in trouble because of Hiranyakashipu. But now the Hiranyakashipu's body was mixing with the five material elements, earth, water, fire, air and sky. Everyone felt relief. Upon Hiranyakashipu's death, the Yakshas were reinstated in their original service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus they felt obliged to the Lord and offered their prayers. So in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is description about Krishna being the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ete cha amshakala pumsa Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. So Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and this is like one of the landmark verses where Krishna is established as superior to all the other forms. So in such a critical verse, interestingly enough, the second line says, Indra Ari Vyakulam Loke Mridayanti Yuge Yuge. So Indra, for whatever he may be, or the demigods, although they may not be pure devotees, but still they are pretty significant that they attract the Lord's attention and he feels the need to descend when they are in trouble. So therefore, we take lessons from their mistakes, but still we cannot minimize their position. Otherwise, in such a critical verse, in Bhagavatam itself, it says, Indra Ari Vyakulam Loke. So when Indra and his associates are tormented by the enemies, then that Swayam Bhagavan, Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam, he descends. In the Govardhan Leela, we find Surapati Krita Dirga Drohato Goshtaraksham Tava Nava Griha Rupas Antare Kurvataiva Agha Baka Ripunochair Dattamanam Drutamme Nija Nikata Nivasa Dehi Govardhanastvam. So Raghunath Das Goswami, in his Govardhan Dashakam, he is praying to Govardhan that Surapati Krita Dirgha Drohato. So for 7 days and seven nights, Surapati, the king of the demigods, Indra, was attacking Krishna and the Brajvasis. Drohato, he committed violence against Goshta Raksham, against Goshta or the Brajavasis, Vrindavan. And therefore, in order to protect the Brajavasis, Raksham, So Giriraj, Tava Nava Griha Rupa, converted into a new residence. Giriraj became the residence for all the Brajavasis and all the cows for one full week. Antare Kurvataiva. Govardhan converted the Brajavasis residence under his shelter. So then it says that that Supreme Personality of God had brought all the Brajavasis under the Govardhan hill to give them protection from the attack of Indra. And when the same Krishna was attacked by Agha Baka Ripunochair, the enemy of Agha and Baka. So when Aghasura and Bakasura attacked, then Krishna ripped them apart and killed them. So when Indra attacked, then Krishna provided protection to the Brajavasis by lifting the Govardhan and then later chastised Indra. So therefore there is a difference in the way Krishna treats the demigods and the demons. Datta manam drutam me. So therefore we find that when the rains were lashing upon Govardhan, so Krishna was holding with his little finger of his left hand for 7 days and seven nights. So the Brajavasis were suffering under the Govardhan in the sense that the suffering condition was alleviated because there was protection. But Govardhan was receiving all of the attack from above. So in one sense, the Brajavasis had an ecstatic time enjoying pastimes with Krishna for those 7 days and seven nights. Because they were just exclusively with Krishna reciprocating. So therefore, Giriraj was facilitating all of these wonderful pastimes of the Brajavasis with Krishna. And while he was facilitating these pastimes of the Brajavasis with Krishna, Giriraj himself was tolerating the attacks from above. So on top of Govardhan was thunderbolts falling. So Govardhan was serving the Brajavasis by protecting themselves from rain while tolerating innumerable difficulties himself. Whereas right under him, the most ecstatic pastimes were going on. Therefore, he is considered to be Haridasavarya. That he is not concerned with his own suffering, but is concerned with serving others and providing pleasure to others. So therefore, he was tolerating suffering while facilitating the wonderful pastimes of the Brajavasis. And what was giving him the strength? The little finger of Krishna was touching him, and Giriraj was very satisfied receiving Krishna's touch, and he was getting the higher taste in relationship with Krishna. So therefore, a devotee is always in the mood to serve, and Giriraj is one particular level of servant who is at the highest platform of absolutely desiring nothing but only service, even at the cost of great distress to oneself. And Indra is another level of servant, who is also a servant but sometimes get overwhelmed by desire for enjoyment. But since both are servants, Krishna provides protection and reciprocation with both of them. And therefore, Krishna, when attacked by the demons, killed them. Whereas even if the demigods make some mistakes, even to the extent of attacking Krishna, then Krishna doesn't kill them, but Krishna provides them some correction. So a devotee has that kind of protection, and today is the appearance day of Lord Vamanadeva, and we'll see some of these wonderful points in the 8th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, that Krishna appeared as Upendra. Upendra means the younger brother of Indra. So Aditi was very much concerned that the demigods have lost all of their opulences. So she prayed, and ultimately after performing the Payovrata sacrifice, the Lord appeared. And it is on this day, Shronayam Shravana Dwadashyam, on the Dwadashi, the Lord appeared as Vamanadeva. So, it is described that just as an actor changes dresses, the Lord appears in different forms. And he appeared in the form of a dwarf. Babhuva tenaiva sa vamano vatu samprashato divya gatiryatha nataha. So nata means actor. So everyone saw that the Lord has appeared as a small boy. And because he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, just like in this particular pastime we see that all the demigods are glorifying Narasimhadeva. So when Vamanadeva appeared, Narasimhadeva appeared so suddenly that there was no opportunity for anyone to provide any initial sanskars. And then only after a lot of violence was over, then the demigods first got a chance. And therefore they are expressing these prayers in a very fearful mode. But Vamanadeva appeared in a much more peaceful form and a very attractive form, which naturally evoked a lot of affection and vatsalya amongst all the demigods. So the sacred thread was provided by Brihaspati. Suradev personally came and spoke the Gayatri in the ears of Vamanadeva. And Kashyap Muni provided the straw belt. Bhumidevi came and offered the deer skin. Chandra came and gave the Brahma Danda. Kuvera personally came and offered the begging pot. Brahmaji came and offered the Kamandalu. So in this way, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and when he appears in any form, all the demigods come and become his servants. So then the Lord understands his purpose is to now humble Bali Maharaj and reciprocate with him. So he realizes that this sacrifice is going on at Bhrigu Kachya on the bank of river Narmada. So Lord begins to go there, and it is described, Jagama tatrakhila sara sambhratam sannamayam tatra pade pade. Jagama tatrakhila sara sambhratam. So as Lord Vamanadeva was walking, his very, very tiny steps he was keeping on the earth, here it is described, Akhila Sara Samvratam. That Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the personification of all the opulences. And thus, Bharenagam Sannamayam Pade Pade. Although he appeared very small, and his lotus feet appeared very tiny, but with every step, the earth was being pushed down. Bharena gam sannamayam pade pade. So Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport that the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears in any form, he is full of all opulences. Therefore, just because he is going to beg, one should not think that he has actually become a beggar. He is going there as a pastime. Otherwise, he is so filled with all opulences that with every step, the whole earth or Bhumi Devi is being pressed down. Just like when Krishna was in Vrindavan, so this fruit seller, she came to reciprocate with Krishna, and that famous pastime is there. And it is described that when the fruit seller came and she was crying out that, please come and take these fruits. Krinihi bho phalaniti shrutva satvaram achyuta. So she was shouting, please take these fruits, please take these fruits. Krinihi, please buy, phalani, all of these fruits I have brought. So shrutva, hearing that, satvaram achyuta. So achyuta, the infallible Lord, ran towards her. So now in this word, in this particular verse, the word achyuta is used. Achyuta means one who is infallible. And why it is used? Because phalarthi dhanyam adaya yayo sarva phalaprada. So Krishna carried some grains in his hand. So therefore, phalarthi. In order to get some phal, dhanya madaya, he carried some grains. And when he carried those grains, from Achyuta's hand, the grains fell off. In contact with whom, no one can fall, but the grains fell off in from Achyuta's hand. Right? So therefore, it is said, phalarthi, Krishna became phalarthi. So immediately Shukadeva Goswami says, yayau sarva phala prada. He is the one who gives fruits to everyone. Sarva phala prada is become phalarthi. So like that, jagama tatrakila sara samratam bharena gam sannamayam pade pade. So one should not go by the external appearance of Vamanadeva, that he appears so small, so tiny, and he has become a beggar. Is he really a beggar? Should I actually pray to him? Or will it make any difference? He is already a beggar. But no, he is the supreme absolute truth in the form of this pastimes, like that. So therefore, at this point, Bali Maharaj, he sees that Vamandeva has appeared, the effulgence is described, and all of the other priests are also extremely astonished, and they think Suradeva has come or Sanat Kumar has come. Who has come? And then he offers him a seat, washes his beautiful lotus feet, and then has the Pad Prakshalit gel upon his head. And thus he says, my dear Lord, because of your presence here, all of my forefathers have been completely delivered. All of my dynasty and family has been sanctified, and this your presence has made this entire yajna perfect. And therefore, for my purification, you have appeared here. And since you have appeared in the form of a Brahman, and you are carrying this begging pot, maybe you are desiring something. And then he asks him, what are the things which he desires at this stage? And he says, Gam Kanchanam Gunavat Dhamam Rishtam Tathanna Payat Utava Viprakanyam. Do you want some cows? He's offering all of these things. Gam Kanchanam, do you want gold? Or Gam Kanchanam Gunavat Dhamam Rishtam. Or it appears that you are like a small child, so small children may not appreciate the value of gold. So therefore, maybe you are looking for some delicious food. Gunavat dhama mrishtam. So gunavat dhama mrishtam means dhama mrishtam tatha annapayam. Gunavat dhama means furnished house. And mrishtam annapayam is very, very delicious food. Or utava viprakanyam. Or if food doesn't attract you, maybe you're looking for a wife, and maybe from the same caste, so viprakanyam. Since you are a Brahman, so we'll find you a girl from Brahman community. What are you aspiring for? Or if that's not the case, then what else can you be looking for? Yes, property. Graman samraddhan turagan gajanva. Ratham statarhattama sampraticha. Or you are looking for villages. What kind of villages? Graman samriddhan. Not famine infested villages, completely finished, and there is absolutely nothing to take care of. So what Bali Maharaj was offering was actually the best. And therefore, when someone offers something, it must be the best. So sometimes people come with offers. You know, ISKCON temples also get offers. You know, take this land, nothing is growing. Maybe by your mantra something will go. Or sometimes you get offers of vehicles, which is in absolutely dilapidated condition. You know, even thieves won't touch it. So you use it. You have a lot of brahmacharis who can, you know, push it. Take it. Krishna is bhavagrahi. So why do you need all the best kinds of things? But here, Bali Maharaj is offering the best, whatever he has. Graman samraddhan turagan gajanva. Turagan means horses and gajan is elephants. And that was a day and age where elephants also could be taken care of. Nowadays it is practically impossible. Like in Guruvayur temple, there is a, like today is Onam. So in Kerala they are celebrate the appearance of Lord Vamandev and Bali Maharaj. So there is a famous superstition in Kerala. If you ask some benediction from the Lord, as they say, you know, mannat mangna. So one of the ways is, if my desire is fulfilled, I will donate elephant to Guruvayur temple. So at one point of time, the temple was going through some financial problem. So they started refusing the donation. That please don't give elephant, because it's difficult to take care. So one man went to the court and put court case, that I want to give to the temple, my desire is to be fulfilled, therefore I want him to them to take, they are not taking. And finally the court ordered, you know, the Guruvayur temple, that this man's sentiments are involved, it is a long-standing tradition, you can't break it, you must accept it. So this story was sent by one of the presidents of ISKCON temple in a PAMO conference, saying, at least we ISKCON doesn't have this problem. So Gajan is offering some elephant also. All different things is offering. And then when Vamandev hears this, Tatar Arhatama Sampratiche. So the reason I'm offering is, I want to worship you with the best of these items. So when he makes this offer, then Vamandev, he replies, Vachastavaitad Janadeva Sunrutam Kulochitam Dharmayutam Yashaskaram. That what you have said is excellent, absolutely truthful according to Dharma, and it is according to your heritage and dynasty. But I will not accept this. Why? Yasya Pramanam Bhragavasamparaye. And yes, I can also see that you are perfectly instructed by the dynasty of Bhrigu, Brahmanas of the Bhrigu dynasty. And also, in your family, I see that to instruct you about your future life, Pitamaha Kulavraddha Prashanta, Prahlad Maharaj is still around to guide you about your future life. So Prabhupada says, if a person has to become exalted in life, he needs two things. Proper guides for this life and guides for the future life. So Bali Maharaj was fortunate. He had the Brahmanas of Bhrigu dynasty to guide him in this life and Prahlad Maharaj to guide about the future life. But still, that doesn't guarantee that life will be secure. One can make all the arrangements, but still anything can go wrong. And one word is used here is Pitamaha Kulavriddha Prashanta. So word Prashanta is used. So someone may wonder, Prahlad Maharaj is so old and he is still around trying to serve Bali Maharaj in the same family with grandson. And in the seventh canto, Prahlad Maharaj has spent one whole chapter lambasting family life and made so many statements that Hitvatapatam Grihamandakupam Vanam Gatoyad Harimashreta. He told his father, go to the forest. Now grandson is staying in his big palace and Prahlad Maharaj is still around. So someone can criticize that you made so many statements but you are not following it. So Prabhupada says, no, Prahlad Maharaj is referred to as Prashanta. And Prashanta means one who is sober. Sober means he is not affected by any kind of material condition. So therefore, Prabhupada quotes from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Ramananda Rai and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu meet each other, when Ramananda Rai is actually a grihastha, he is a minister or a governor of the Madras province. Externally, someone may think he is a vishayi, but Mahaprabhu tells him that, Yaiche shunilo taiche dekuno tomara mahima, Radha Krishna premarasa gyaner tumisima. I heard a lot about you, but after hearing you, I can see that you are of the same standard. And you are the ultimate as far as Radha and Krishna's love is concerned.
And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu glorifies him. So when Ramananda Rai hears this, he says that, my dear Lord, tomara shikshapata yena shukapat sakshat ishvara tumi kej buje tomara nat. I am nothing. You are simply teaching me and I am just like a parrot repeating whatever you say. So then Mahaprabhu says that kiva vipra kiva nyasi shudra keni noy. Yehi Krishna tattva vetta sei guru hoy. Anyone, if he knows the Krishna tattva, he can actually become a guru. And therefore he tells Ramananda Rai, don't glorify me just because I am a sannyasi. Tomar dhani aila tomar mahima shuniya, tumi mora stuti kora sannyasi janiya. You are simply glorifying me because I am sannyasi. But that doesn't mean that you are any less, because you are fully aware of the signs of Krishna. So that is the meaning of being prashanta or sober. A person can be in any situation externally. So similarly also Bali Maharaj is externally born in the family of demons and he is with the demons, but doesn't mean that he cannot be a great acharya of the signs of devotion. So Prahlad Maharaj, who is witness of the pastimes of Narsingadev, is also having the fortune of witnessing another pastime of the Lord in the form of Vamanadev. So Prahlad Maharaj is still there with Bali Maharaj. So now Vamanadev starts glorifying Bali Maharaj and says, your dynasty is so amazing. I mean, if you think about your great grandfather, Hiranyaksha, the great grand uncle, he was so powerful that only after great effort Lord Vishnu could defeat him, and after killing him Lord Vishnu really felt, I have done something in life. And then Hiranyakashipu, his brother, was so powerful, Lord Vishnu became so afraid, he entered through his nostril and hid inside his heart. And then only with great difficulty he could be killed. And then following in his footsteps, your father Virochan, he gave a lot of charity to Brahmanas. And thus, your dynasty is very great. So Lord is speaking in so many mysterious words. And then he says that, you are offering me everything. Tasmat tvattam mahim ishat vrineham varshatmat. You are varada rishabhat, the best amongst those who can give in charity. But padani trini daityendra sammitani tamam. I only want 3 steps of land. That's it. And why? Because nanyatte kamaye rajan vadanyat jagadishwarat. If I desire anything more than the 3 steps of land, you are vadanyat, the supreme most magnanimous personality, O Bali Maharaj. You are Jagadishwar. All the lands belong to you. But naina prapnoti vai vidvan yavat artha parigraha. If one is not satisfied with what he has, then ultimately he will be put in great distress. So Prabhupada writes beautiful purport that extravagance is punishable and distresses are due to extravagance. Like that. So there are many so-called spiritualists who would teach, you do any kind of exercise or whatever, but you can ultimately enjoy your senses. So Prabhupada was on a morning walk with some of his disciples, and they were the followers of this famous person who called himself Bhagwan, and they were doing all kinds of exercises outside on the road, you know, in a lawn nearby. And everyone knew that they are indulging in sense gratification. So one of the disciples of Prabhupada said, Srila Prabhupada, they are practicing to become animals in next life. Prabhupada said, no, they are already animals. Unless one has sense control, then human life doesn't begin. So therefore, this is the principle which Vamanadeva is establishing. So Bali Maharaj says that, Aho brahmana dayada vachaste vriddha sammata. Oh, best amongst Brahmins, you are speaking as if you are extremely learned. But tvam balo balishamati swartham prati abudho. You are a small boy tvam balo, but sometimes small children can also be very intelligent, like my grandfather was, Prahlad Maharaj. But tvam balo, you are not only child, but balishamati, your intelligence is also childish. Why? Swartham prati abudho. You do not know what is your real swartha. What is your real benefit? Like that. So, like Giriraj Maharaj, when he first met Srila Prabhupada, he asked him, which is the best process? There are so many people, so many yogis who say so many things, which is the best process? And Prabhupada looked at him intensely and said, by hearing your question, it appears that you want to become one with God. And he was totally bewildered. Because in his room, Giriraj Maharaj had put up a big poster saying, I am God. So he looked at Prabhupada and said, I think you are right. And then everyone was thinking, what Prabhupada will say. And Giriraj Maharaj said, yes, I want to become God. I wanted to become God. And everyone thought, now Prabhupada will smash him. And Prabhupada said, that is all right. That is all right. You are also God, but you are not that God. You are godly. And therefore, we are part and parcel of God and we have to serve God. So therefore, when we are in the mood of service, only then the enjoyment propensity can be destroyed. Bhukta bhoga parityakta drishta doshata nityasha na ishvarasya ashubham datte svemahimni sthitasya. Giving up the desire for enjoyment, understanding the fault in the enjoyership and proprietorship, then one can actually realize the true glory of the soul. Lord Kapila tells Mother Devahuti in Canto 3. So therefore, he says that swartham prati abudho, it appears you do not know what is your real swartha. So Prabhupada says, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is full and wants nothing for his self-interest. So it is right. Swartham prati. Lord doesn't have any swartha. The only thing he does is for the benefit of the souls, for his devotees. That's all. Like one foreign tourist was taking a tour of India searching for God, and he met the devotees in Bombay and he was staying with the devotees. And Prabhupada told the devotees, take good care of him. And he would every day, while taking prasad, he would say that, previously I was atheist, now I believe in God. Krishna exists. And devotees would say, why? Because I am so fallen, so sinful, still I am getting such good prasad. Therefore, definitely God exists. But then, he would be very regular for prasad, but then he would disappear. And nobody would see him most of the day. And they reported to Prabhupada that he is not chanting. So Prabhupada said, why are you not chanting your rounds? And he said that all services are absolute. So therefore, why one must chant 16 rounds? I can do some other seva, I can do some other thing. Why do you insist on these 16 rounds? And Prabhupada gave different answers and then he says, but still, all services are absolute. And then finally Prabhupada, he just made a final statement. You chant 16 rounds because Krishna wants you to do. And then he got bewildered. He had no other answer. And then Prabhupada said, you just chant your 16 rounds first. And then you can eat and sleep all day. You don't have to do any service. Just chant 16 rounds, eat and sleep all day. And all the devotees sitting nearby started smiling. And Prabhupada said, this is only special instruction for him. And for some time, not an eternal instruction. But unless we chant the holy names, the desire for service is not aroused. And therefore, sevon mukhaihi jihvadau svayameva sphurattida. Therefore, we begin the process by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So, nate vidu swartha gatim hi Vishnum. That is the real swartha. So, Lord, our Bali Maharaj is telling Vamandev, swartham prati abudho. It looks like you do not know what is your real swartha. So then Vamandev says that Yavanto Vishya Preshtaha Trilokyam Ajitendriya. There may be so many sense objects available, Trilokyam, in all the three worlds. But if one is not sense controlled, Na Shaknuvanti Te Sarve Prati Purayitum. Even if every sense object in all the three worlds is brought, that cannot satisfy if a person is not controlled in his senses. Therefore, Prabhupada writes in the Purport beautifully, sense gratification means misery. Sense control means satisfaction. And satisfaction means happiness. So the formula for happiness is very simple. Control the senses, experience satisfaction. Only when there is satisfaction, there can be happiness, like that. So therefore, he says that Yadrichayopapannena santushto vartate sukham na santushtas tribhir lokair ajitatma upasaditaihi. One is not sense controlled, even if he travels all the three worlds. Pumsoyam samsmrtir hevtu, he will simply be caught in birth and death and not experience any peace, like that. So therefore, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Prahlad Maharaj says that sukham aindriyakam daitya deha yogena dehinam sarvatra labhyate pumsa yatha ayatnata yatha dukham ayatnata. So deha yogena, when the soul is in contact with the body and the body is in contact with the sense objects, aindriyakam, so the contact of the body with sense objects is quite natural. And when that happens, one will automatically get certain kind of pleasure. Sarvatra labhyate, everyone in all species get that kind of pleasure. It is daiva, according to one's destiny. Sarvatra labhyate daiva. Yatha dukham ayatnata, just as one's quota of misery is also destined. So one doesn't have to make any extra effort. Therefore, Prabhupada mentions four things in this purport. He says, first of all, sense control. When there is sense control, then one can actually render service. Sense control means tapodivyam. When there is service, sarvopadi vinirmuktam tatparatvena nirmalam. And when there is service, then the service is the means to gradually awaken our spiritual senses. As Krishna says in Gita, sukham aindrikam yattat buddhi grahyam atindriyam. So therefore, this is atindriyam. The spiritual senses are awakened. Veti yatrana chayavayam sitas chalati tattvata. So the spiritual senses, spiritual happiness within has to be awakened. And when the spiritual senses are awakened, then there is satisfaction. So therefore, this whole principle of satisfaction is elaborated upon by our Vamanadev very clearly. Dr. Patel used to come on morning walks, and Prabhupada would chastise him many times. You know, and one time Dr. Patel told Prabhupada that Prabhupada had just called him a fool. So Dr. Patel said, I am always respectful to you. I call you Swamiji. I accept you as Guru. I call you Guruji also. And still you call me fool? Prabhupada said, because you call me Guruji, it is my duty to call you a fool. Because what you are speaking doesn't make sense. And then, Dr. Patel had a big issue that the devotees, he had donated 12 mattresses and bedding cover and pillows and everything. So typically, in the ashram, you know, there is gradual pralaya, not instant. So one by one, the pillows were disappearing, and one by one the mattresses disappeared. And Dr. Patel would come now and then and check. And on one fine day he came and found that everything was gone. So he came to Prabhupada and complained, what is this? I gave all these mattresses and all these things and now it is no longer there. And Prabhupada said, you know, our devotees, they are totally detached from their body. And they are advancing in spiritual life, they are becoming more and more detached from all kinds of material miseries. So since your philosophy is that you want to become mukta or liberated, these devotees are already liberated. And therefore this is one symptom of liberation. And he was totally bewildered, he didn't know what to answer. And he says, and Prabhupada said, you know that when you are detached from bodily comforts and discomfort, that is liberation? He said, yes, this is symptom of liberation. And he was totally like speechless. And then at the end of, after Prabhupada ended his pastimes and Prabhupada went back to the spiritual world, then Satsarup Maharaj approached him to write an article. And he wrote an article, my life's most precious moments. And then there was a subtitle, a Bombay doctor earns the title Big Fool and loves it. He wrote that article. And then he was explaining in that article how Srila Prabhupada exposed all of his fallacies, and just because he was argumentative, Prabhupada would often give false argument and also make him shut up. So in this way, there are so many so-called spiritualists who have an absolutely wrong idea of what spiritual advancement is all about. And they have a wrong idea of what mukti is all about. So here, Bali Maharaj is willing to just give everything, not attached to any of his bodily comforts or any of his property. So when he thinks like this, Shukracharya objects. And Shukracharya, he looks at his disciple, Bali Maharaj, and says that this proposal you are making is extremely duplicitous, because Vishnu has come in the form of this Brahman and is going to take everything away. So secondly, he will fulfill demigod's interests, and secondly, because you have promised him this land, it is very dangerous because you will lose everything. He will take all of your property and give it to Indra. Like that. So he says, Dasyati Asidya Chakraya Maya Javaniko Hari. So Shukracharya uses the word Hari. Hari means one who will take away. That he will take away everything and give it to the demigods. Like that. So Prabhupada says, Hari means one who take away all impediments in spiritual advancement. That's what he does. And then he said, how will you take care of your livelihood, Shukracharya says to Bali, if everything is taken away? So Prabhupada says, this is the proof that Shukracharya was a smartha Brahman. He was concerned with his own maintenance. Pure devotee just dedicates himself, he is not concerned with his own maintenance. Like Haridas Thakur, he was just in Jagannath Puri chanting Hare Krishna all day. He would not even go and take darshan of Lord Jagannath. So it is said that Aisthane Rohikara Nama Sankirtan Pratidina Asyame Koribam Milan. Mahaprabhu says, you just chant Hare Krishna every day here, I will come and meet you. So Prabhupada says, Lord Jagannath came in the form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he would meet every day Haridas Thakur. So to think that if one dedicates to the Lord, what will happen to one's livelihood? And especially when someone wants to dedicate his life to the movement and join as a brahmachari or a sannyasi, that's like a major consideration. How will you be taken care? And then it says that you will be defeated because this Vamana will cover the entire universe with two steps and then defeat you like that. So therefore he recommends that you just speak some untruth, because real truth is to protect the body. Only if body is protected, then you can do dharma. And therefore, that is real yukta vairagya. So our Shukracharya is preaching yukta vairagya. That for a higher cause, you have to speak the untruth. And then he says also, the definition of real philanthropy, that no point feeding the poor, or giving all these clothes to the poor and helping the poor people. Ultimate charity is to do something for spiritual cause. So in one sense, philosophically, what he is preaching is perfect. But he is doing with his own motive. And then he says finally that in certain cases, one can actually speak lie. Strishu narma vivahe cha mrityarthe prana sankate go brahmanarthe hinsayam nandatam syajyugutsitam. that sometimes in pacifying a woman or in joke or vritti in livelihood or in marriage or when one life is in danger or go brahmanarthe to protect cows and brahmins and himsayam and when there is attack from enemy, in these cases one can always speak a lie. This is shastrik. It is perfect. So Shukracharya had a shlok for every situation, you know, and he could just convince. Now, if Bali Maharaj, he heard this, and he was quiet for a moment. Bali revam grahapati kulacharena bhashita, tushnim bhutva kshanam rajan uvacha avahito. He remained quiet for a moment. Why he remained quiet? Prabhupada says, because he considered, Shastra say we must give everything to Vishnu, and our Guru here is telling that do not surrender to Vishnu. So what should I do? So ultimately he decided, Guru rapi avaliptasya karyakara ajanatam utpata pratipanyasya parityago vidyate. We must give up such instructors who go against serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he decided to reject. And then he said that there are four motives, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains. So he says, I am fearful of sinful reaction. I desire fame in giving charity. It is my duty to worship Vishnu. And by killing the Lord will lie down. So Prabhupada says, lie down means he will be defeated by my love. So ultimately Bali Maharaj decided to give everything. And because of this, and there is a very nice verse, it says, that Sulabha Yudhi Viprashe Hi Annirivritta Stanutyaja. That there were many warriors who have given up their lives for fighting. But Na Tatha Tirtha Ayate Shraddhaya Ya Dhanatyaja. But very, very few instances of people who have given up all their money for pleasing a proper, you know, authority or a source. Like that. Easier to give life than money. So therefore, at this point, I would rather prefer giving this wealth to this Brahmana. Like that. So when Shukracharya heard this, he became very, very angry. The verse says, evam ashraddhatidam shishya. Ashraddhatidam means one who was disrespectful. And anadeshakaram gurum. Disrespectful and disobedient. Bali Maharaj is referred to like that. But Shashabadaiva Sahita Satyasandha Manasvina. Satyasandha means truthful and magnanimous. So in the same verse, Bali Maharaj is referred to in contradictory terms. Why? Because from Shukracharya's point of view, he was disobedient. But from the absolute truth point, he was absolutely right. So then ultimately, he curses him to go to hell. But Bali Maharaj still chants the mantras on the water and then gives in charity. And when he gives in charity, as soon as the mantras are pronounced, Lord Vamandev immediately starts expanding his body in the famous Vaman Rupa. And with his one whole step, he covers practically the whole universe. The second step, he covers the upper and higher planetary systems. And practically, whole of universe is covered with two steps. And when this happens, everyone is totally bewildered. And then, he regains his original form after having done that. The demons are very, very angry with this. And they feel that it is cheating going on. But Bali Maharaj stops them. And then Lord finally, you know, sends Garuda to arrest Vamanadeva because he could not fulfill his promise. Lord sends this Garuda to arrest Bali Maharaj. And Bali Maharaj is tied by this Varun Pash. And then he is completely ashamed. And everyone is shouting and screaming. And at that time Lord Vamandev comes and says, you could not fulfill the promise to me. You said you will give me three steps of land. You have only given me two. What about the third? And when he says that, Bali Maharaj, with tears in his eyes, he says, my dear Lord, I made a false promise. I have given you only two steps of land. But if you will allow me, I will rectify my mistake and I will give the third step of land, and that is on my head only. And then he says, Pumsam shlaghyatamam manye, dandam arhatamarpitam, yamna mata pita bhrata, suhrdascha dishantihi. Mother, father, husband, wife, brother, sisters, they also give punishment. But my dear Lord, no one has ever given punishment like you are punishing me. And this I consider to be exalted. Pumsam shlaghyatamam manye. I consider this that you are the greatest benefactor. And then he says that tvam na asuranam na paroksha paramo guru. Although we are asuras, but I consider you are our best friend. Because pride is the cause of all problems and you are taking it away. And in this way, he glorifies the Lord. And then finally Lord Vamandev is very, very pleased. And at this point, Prahlad Maharaj also adds from his side, nice prayer, saying that, my dear Lord, you know everything, what to do with everyone perfectly. Therefore, I am very pleased with this pastime. And Vindhyavali, the wife of Bali Maharaj, to add to the problem, she says, my husband is so foolish that he is still thinking he is in control of everything, he is the proprietor. Having failed to fulfill his promise of giving 3 steps, now as a last recourse, he is offering his body and head as the 3rd step, as if that belongs to him. So he is under the illusion that his head belongs to him. So that shows that he is still in illusion. So that was the last thing Bali Maharaj wanted to hear then. Already there are so many problems. And then, at that point, Brahmaji could not control himself and he says, Yat padayor ashadiri salam pradaya. My dear Lord, you say in your so many shastras, patram pushpam phalam toyam, anyone offer leaf, flower, fruit, water, I accept it. This gentleman has offered all the 3 worlds. Still you are not accepting and this is what he is receiving? What will happen to future devotees? They will all be scared. So Bali Maharaj, our Brahmaji acts as lawyer and Lord Krishna tells him, our Vamandev tells him that, my dear Brahmaji, Brahman mat anugrahitosmi, you should consider that when I take away someone's property, then tad visho vidanomyaham, yad madah purushas tabdho lokam mamcha avamanyate. So now, Vamandev concludes by giving, why I perform this pastime? First, is I want to make my devotee prideless. So therefore, lokam mamcha avamanyate. When a person becomes proud, he doesn't respect anyone in the world, to the extent he even disrespects me. Secondly, he says, I want to show that what is the duty in human form of life. Duty in human form of life is not economic development. You spend your whole life earning money. No one can earn as much money as Bali Maharaj. I can take everything in one moment to teach that. What is the real duty? Where you should spend your time in life? Therefore, yada kadachit jivatma sansaram nija karma bhi. Everyone is traveling according to their karma. So don't waste time in simply economic development. Thirdly, I want to teach that janma karma vayorupa vidyaishwarya dhanadibhi. All of this pastime is not to show that poverty is glorious. No, I am not glorifying poverty. Yadi asyana bhavet stambha tatratyam mat anugraha. If in spite of having high birth, opulence, influence, nice activities, and you know, very, very attractive beauty, janma, aishwarya, shruta, shri, everything, in spite of that, if a person is humble, then he has received my mercy. Therefore, the symptom of someone being recipient of Krishna's mercy is not poverty, but pridelessness. So, that's what I want to actually teach, the glory of humility. And then fourthly, I also want to teach, through the example of Bali Maharaj, the glory of tolerance. Esha dhanava daityanam. Esha dhanava daityanam agrani kirti vardhana. Ajayishit ajayam mayam sidan apinamuhyati. He was put through so much difficulty, he tolerated.
Ajayashit Ajayam Mayam. He has practically crossed over Maya and did not get bewildered in spite of all of these difficulties. And then fifthly, I want to show that anyone gives anything to me is never the loser. So Bali Maharaj gave everything to me. It may appear he lost everything, but after that, Lord made him the leader of the Sutala planet, and also Lord himself became his doorkeeper. So with all of these purposes in mind, I perform this pastime. So therefore, do not misunderstand this whole thing. So therefore, this is the whole idea of Vamandev appearing and performing this wonderful, wonderful pastime and leela in order to demonstrate all of these principles for our spiritual advancement. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Tai Gaur Premanandi.